Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Campuses across the country are adding a new selection to vending machines as students push for more access to Plan B, the emergency contraceptive pill, to increase reproductive health options in the wake of the Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade. Plan B is not an abortion. It doesn't end pregnancies. It prevents them from happening, prevents ovulation and egg fertilization when taken within 72 hours after unprotected sex. Alexandra Nieto is a member of Northeastern University's Sexual Health Advocacy Resources and Education Group, or SHARE. They are advocating for a Plan B vending machine. Alexandra, why?
This conversation has been up in the works with SHARE for a couple months now. And with the overturn of Roe v. Wade recently, we decided to kind of up our efforts and really put all of our eggs in one basket and really push for this machine on campus.
I'm going to ignore the all eggs in one basket. and you were laughing, but you know, in parts of the country, there are going to be parents in particular cringing at this. My student at school might be able to access through a vending machine something that I won't know anything about and won't have any opportunity to help them with. Why do you think that these pills should be available through a vending machine?
That's a great question. To have this access to pills, students are able to make that decision on their own and do it without any barriers to it. And students are in college. We are participating in hookup culture, and we have to be safe about it.
Well, and, you know, Northeastern is here in Massachusetts, where the Republican governor, Charlie Baker, is specifically allowing vending machines. What is your concern?
The concern right now is getting it kind of implemented on campus. We have not yet had that opportunity to work with upper administration right now. There has been some lack of communication. So just some red tape is our worries right now. By having this potentially in our library, which is available to students 24/7, having that access, it really destigmatizes it and lets students know that it's not something to be ashamed of. It's something that is totally normal. And I think that another way that our vending machines will help students is the cost. Usually to go off campus to a CVS or a Walgreens, the Plan B will cost students upwards of $50, which could be pretty pricey for students here at Northeastern. We hope that our pill will be subsidized by the university and students can only pay $8.
Well, I think the Boston University vending machine, which has the Plan B contraceptive pill, that pill is $7.25. So as you said, schools can make them less expensive. There's also the matter of time. You only have 72 hours to make this decision.
Yes, of course. So by having this vending machine available to students, there's no potential wait time to get to a prescription. It'll be right on campus. Students can walk not even 5 minutes, get there, and make the safest option for them.
Look, you know, this does keep it private in that students, you know, don't have to go to a healthcare provider for whatever stigma they might see in doing that. But then some argue that that's actually part of the problem, that somebody who has had unprotected sex might be the person who needs to see a medical professional, could see a doctor and get contraception, could test for STDs, could maybe get some help if they were coerced into sex or raped, and that all of that would not be uncovered if she went to a vending machine.
You're definitely right about that. There are some hesitancies there that medical providers do have really good advice and are really great resources. But at the end of the day, it can take weeks to even months to get an appointment with these individuals. And with this vending machine, we have an option.
Well, and I'm thinking another benefit might be that students at any school who have come from a state that is limiting reproductive rights might feel more comfortable if they had some from the vending machine to bring home with them.
Yes. And it might even entice people to come to Northeastern if they see Northeastern as a champion for reproductive justice.
That's Northeastern University student Alexandra Nieto, a member of Northeastern University's Sexual Health Advocacy Resources and Education Group, or SHARE. And they're pushing to get Plan B contraception pills in vending machines at the school. Alexandra, thank you so much for talking to us about it.
Thank you.